When I first received the call from the hall, and it's very official, they tell you that you have been chosen as the recipient of the 2015 Pete Rozelle Award. Will you accept the award? And of course I said, yes, absolutely, absolutely, I'll accept the award. I shared it with my wife and my daughters, and then I went into my office. I was familiar with part of the list, but I went into my office just to take a look at the entire list. And that's when you get humbled, and that's when you get overwhelmed.
Just the idea of him getting the Pete Rozelle Award, there's not a guy that's more deserving out there. He's tremendous. Nobody takes the task more seriously than Tom, and no one has more insightful things to say about the game than Tom. It's been a privilege to work alongside him, and I hope to work alongside him for many, many more years.
So 10 minutes into our first day watching games, week one, he's played for 14 years. It's the first Sunday that he hasn't played. And he looks up at a set in one of the eight games that we're watching, and he goes, oh, look at that hit. And I went, whoa. Tom, that's what you used to do. He goes, I know, but it was such a good hit. I knew he had a natural.
Being actively a part of that celebration as opposed to covering it, yeah, it's very gratifying. And I've got, family and friends here, and it's fun.
I'm so proud of him. He really does work so hard every single day, and I know that he worked hard in pro football, but he works really hard at his job. And he's been doing it for almost 30 years, and it's just really nice that he's finally getting recognized for that.
Tom, as I've said many times before, the preparation he did as a player, he brings it to TV, and not only that, but he's a better husband, father, and person, and friend than he is anything else.
You look and you go, Pat Summerall, Chris Schenkel, Ed Sable, you know, who started NFL Films, Ray Scott, Frank Gifford, John Madden. That's when it gets a bit overwhelming, but honored beyond belief.